morning, everyone. Without more, it's not as exciting. Last we left off, we were talking about interbreeding trees and plants and things like that. Now we'll talk about interbreeding animals. And so there is a tremendous Torah prohibition to breed two different types of animals together. So you take a male of one type of animal, you take a female of another animal, and you bring them together. That's a prohibition. Even to lock them in the same room and not force them to do anything, that could theoretically be an issue because there's an assumption and an understanding that perhaps they might come together, and we are not allowed to enable that in any which way. There is also a prohibition of just doing work with two different types of animals. And so again, most of us are not in these types of situations, but perhaps if you're in New York City and you're being pulled by a horse-drawn carriage, and for whatever reason the guy has a horse and he also has a cow, so that would be a tremendous issue. And so one should do their best not to be involved in things like that, even to forget about just riding on a carriage, even to yell at two animals to work together as long as they're tied up would be a tremendous issue, unless you think that none of these things apply to us, because again, it's not really in our world so much. Perhaps you've seen mules before. Maybe you've even rode on a mule before. Sat on a mule before. So there are some poskim who say that even to make use of a mule would be a prohibition, because we know that a mule is a combination of two different animals. So even to use it to take you somewhere could perhaps be an issue, but it seems like many poskim are nonetheless lenient about it. But it is, again, all in the same prohibition of interbreeding and how we do not like these types of things in general. With that, we conclude with the rabbis. Kaddish Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Marzik Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Zaku.